Master, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you might ask of Elohim, he shall give you. Yeshua said, your brother shall rise again. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection, at the last day, said Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Yea, Master, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of Elohim, who is coming into the world. And having said this, she went and called her sister Miriam privately, saying, the teacher is here and calls you. Miriam rose up quickly and came to him, falling at his feet. Master, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yeshua, therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Yahudim who came with her weeping, groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and he asked, where have you laid him? Master, come and see. Yeshua went. Now the tomb was a cave and a stone lay against it. Yeshua told them to remove it. Master, already he smells. It is 4 days, said Martha. Did I not say that if you believe, you shall see the splendor of Elohim? So they took away the stone, and Yeshua lifted his eyes and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. And always you hear me. But because of these people, I said this, in order that they believe that you sent me. And he cried with a loud voice, Eleazar, come out. And he who died came out, his feet and hands bound with wrappings, and his face with a cloth. Yeshua said, unbind him and let him go.